Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The text line is telling me that I need to hear what Nate Taylor had to say. I missed it. We were in the back getting ready for our own show. I didn't get an opportunity to hear it. I will hear it in real time. We'll play that coming up in a little bit. We'll also hear Chris Jones, his thoughts on the final defensive play from the game when, in my opinion, he was doing the mannequin challenge. It was embarrassing level of efforts from Chris Jones. And there are a lot of criticisms, I think, to be levied at the Kansas City Chiefs. For them to be 2-3, and we are heading into week 6, something has been disappointing from a team that we consider to be the best team in the NFL, AFC favorites. Something has gone wrong. Their defensive line is number one on the list. And if you are looking for a play that epitomizes the amount of time, money, and resources that they have spent on their roster, they have spent the most of it on their defensive line. And for your best player, for the leader of your defense, to be disinterested and unengaged in the most important defensive play of the game, and that has been a common theme. That is how the Chargers game ended in week 1. That is how the Jacksonville game ended in week 5. Unacceptable effort from a player who is one day going to be in Canton, Ohio. I told you guys we would take phone calls today. I'm a man of my word. Let's go to the phone calls. Calvin called into the show. Hey, Calvin, how you doing today, my man?
Hey, don't be blaming Patrick. You blame the coaching staff. That guy that you say that's over the hill, he broke off one yesterday, didn't he? What was 2 yards for him to get? Okay, the coaching staff should have been running the ball. Okay? We're down there, you know, run the ball sometimes. Don't blame Patrick.
Calvin, he threw a pick. I'm sorry, I can't do it. He threw a pick. Stop it. Come on now. We're not doing this today. He threw a pick. I love Pat too, but come on now. He threw an interception. He got baited. That happens sometimes. Pat is not exempt. He got baited. He thought he was open. The linebacker, who had his 5th interception of the season, he baited him. He threw a pick. And it happens. But he got beat. Flat out. He got beat yesterday. He says, no, I'm not here to argue that point. All right. Which one do we want to hear from? Do we want to hear from Chris Jones first, or do we want to hear from Nate Taylor? I did not hear what Nate Taylor had to say, so I can't comment on it. Which one should I hear first?
You need to hear Jones first.
Okay. All right. So this is Chris Jones talking about the final offensive play for Jacksonville, the rushing touchdown from Trevor Lawrence, when he fell to the ground, planked for a little bit, got up, he dusted his shoulders off, broke 2 tackles, and scored a rushing touchdown. Here's Chris Jones on that play.
I thought multiple times we had him. We just got to finish. We had multiple guys there that we just got to finish that play. It was a fluke play for him to be able to break that many tackles. I put it on us as a defense. We got to finish. You know, we got to bring him down on that.
Okay. Okay. He called that play a fluke play.
I'm not trying to defend Chris Jones. I'm not going to do that. But I will say, the fact that a guy has tripped, fallen down, stood up, and scored a touchdown, I don't know if it's a fluke, but it's not something I have seen much in the league.
Yeah, if we are using the term, it was a fluke play, because that's not how Jacksonville drew the play up, sure. Yes, it was an off-script play. Chris Jones was nowhere near Trevor Lawrence when the play happened. It's not like he's creating great pressure. Trevor Lawrence falls. He got tackled by his own center at first. He then gets up, composes himself and broke a tackle. Like, at some point, you just got to tip your cap to the other team, and they just made a better play than we made. That's what happened. Trevor Lawrence made a better play than you guys. And I don't like hearing him talk like that, especially on that play, because you can't tell me you gave it your all. It's not like we can point to the effort that Chris Jones made on that play and you're thinking, hey, Chris, you did everything in your power to try to stop Trevor Lawrence from getting in the end zone. He damn near gave him a police escort to it. Just, they were playing 10 on 11 on that play because of the lack of effort that you got from Chris Jones. So let's play what Nate Taylor had to say. The text line says, I need to hear it. I promise you we'll get back to your phone calls. Please be better than Calvin. 913-586-7965. Please be better than that. I'm all for taking calls, but we got a standard here on the show too. Here's Nate Taylor.
So my interpretation, and I kind of asked him in the locker room, this is before the podium, you stand there because if he gets up, you might think he's going to throw either the ball away or you want to have your body in your position to be hands up for a pass deflection if he's going to throw the ball in the middle of the end zone. Now, there's no spy, which I know you guys have talked about. And Charles Omenihue gets planted. Drew Tranquil takes problem a terrible one. Angle. Jerry Tillery sees what's happening, but is so slow to react that he can't get Trevor Lawrence down. And now everybody focuses on Chris Jones because he goes, I have literally taken up two offensive linemen yet again. Those two guys aren't doing anything. There are one-on-ones all over the place. And why is he running? Because I'm cooked. I'm gassed. They could not give me a sub in the last drive. And again, it's not George Karloftis, who you just paid a handsome contract to. It's not Charles Omenihue. It's not Jerry Tillery. It's not Ashton Gelati. It's not Mike Dana. It's not Derek Nnadi. Chris Jones played the most snaps of anybody on the defensive end, on the defensive line.
So he was tired. That's what it sounds like. He was tired. Nate, you know you're my guy. I can't ride with you on that one. I really want to. I'd love to ride with you. I can't ride with you. The image, the visual of it, it's so damning. Now, he was not the only one. I mean, you just went through it. Charles Omenihue got beat up. Mike Dana has one pressure this season. One. A single pressure this season. Uno. That's what he has. So it ain't just Chris Jones. But I would say the two biggest defensive plays this season, week one against the Chargers, you got a chance to win that game. You got a chance to get Patrick Mahomes the ball back. Chris Jones is out of position, off doing his own thing. He gets beat on the backside. That ends the game. On the biggest play of the game yesterday, Chris Jones is standing off doing his own thing. It just, the optics of it are really bad about what happened.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.